room for more, try to help for a chavrusa or a share or something along those lines. Baruch Hashem Eschus that we've had the past couple of years, Rosh Shiva, Rabbi Reich Shlita, speaking the Kavod, the Tzibur, the Vitayer for Pesach.
There's an interesting question regarding the inyan that we make. We say in Kiddush every Leil Shabbos, which gives us a little bit of an insight into the Avedas Hayyim of Chedesh Nissen and Yemei HaPesach. The Gemara in Pesachim says that a Yid is mechuyev in Kiddush to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we do. In Kiddush we say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tzorek Lahazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's a halacha. But it doesn't say in the Gemara that Shabbos is a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says on the Shabbos, a person has to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in our understanding, the Shabbos itself is not a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yontif is a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos commemorate different aspects of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Cheres, Kabbalas HaTorah, the Anani HaKovet, Ashkochas Hashem is Baruch Al Klal Yisrael. The message of Atav HaChatonim is the message of Yontif. The message of Shabbos is Bria Sa'olam. Where is there a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Kiddush, in Shabbos? The truth is that there is a posik in Parshas Veschanim, which everyone knows. The Torah in the Aseres HaDibris says Zocher V'Shomer, as we know, Zocher V'Shomer B'Dibur Echad Nemru. Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei, the Torah says in Parshas Yisrei, the psukim that a lot of people say by Kiddush. The Torah talks about Brias Ha'olam. In Parshas Veschanim by Shomer, the Torah talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim and connects Yetzias Mitzrayim with Shabbos, which is a difficult posuk. The Ramban talks about it. V'yem ha'shvi'i Shabbos la'Hashem elokech l'satz kamalocha v'zachato ki eved ha'yisa be'eretz Mitzrayim v'yitziyacho Hashem elokech mishom b'yod chazoka v'zrui netuya al kein tzivcho Hashem elokech l'asis es yem ha'Shabbos. It seems from the posik that only because of Yetzias Mitzrayim are we capable of keeping Shabbos. That needs explanation, but the posik doesn't say more than that. In Kiddush we go a step further and we say that Shabbos is a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, seemingly very difficult to understand. How is Shabbos a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? Taisim Sochem asked this question. Taisim brings a medrash. The Tur in Hilchas Kiddush brings two Pirushim. And it's just a suggestion. I see a lot of people say Kiddush with very great Hislavas on Friday night, which is Rol Asas Kain. But for some reason, a lot of them don't know this Tur. It's two different Pirushim in the words of Kiddush. It's Kedai to know. If you say the words a bit slowly, you can be Mechavim both Pirushim. He says the following. The first Pshat is, and this is a fundamental concept that he brings from the Ramban, that Yetzias Mitzrayim has thousands of different aspects in it, of course. Kol mini yesedus hadas. But they can be basically split into two categories, which to some extent are separate from each other. Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Ramban says in Parshas Boy, Yetzias Mitzrayim brought into the world a clarity. It was a light that pierced through the fog of Tishtush Hadeus V'Richuk HaEmunah. Mitzrayim was a country that dedicated itself to denying the existence of God. Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Keili. Their self-sufficient mode of life was conducive to not believing that a person has to come onto any supernatural power. They influence the world to forget about the Ribbono Shel'Olam, and therefore, as the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the world stood at an alarming crossroads with a very real possibility of falling back to the pre-Abrahamic era. There was a time in the world before Avraham Avinu came into the world when the world at large did not know of the existence of the Ribbono Shel'Olam. There's hardly been a human being in the world who's impacted the world as much as Avraham Avinu. Throughout the major civilized world today, it's accepted by most people that there's one God. The Kuzri says that is all credit to Avraham Avinu. It didn't used to be like that. Avraham Avinu wrought such an impact in the world. He taught people. He influenced people. He wanted the world to recognize the fundamentals of Emunah that he'd come to with such rigorous dedication, superhuman, probing for 37 years, the Rambam says, relentlessly, until he came to the clarity of Emunah that he wanted to impart to the whole world. And for the rest of his life, he did that. Avraham Avinu didn't stop. But even that wasn't enough for him. Because in Avraham Avinu's mind, Avraham Avinu was so ambitious, not for himself. He wanted the world to recognize the Ribbono Shel'Olam for the next thousands of years, for eternity. And the possibility that in that 100 or 200 or 300 years after his death, and he knew that he's not immortal, that the world will slip back to what was a haunting specter to him. He couldn't fathom such a possibility. Hashem Elikim Matitin Livanechi Heil Chariri. If I don't have my own progeny, if I don't have my own family, if I don't have my own family that will continue my legacy, then the world will forget. Avraham Avinu wanted a family that will grow into a nation that is, in its essence is the family of Avraham Avinu continuing his tradition. That's what we are. We are the children of the Ovis HaKdoshim. That's the essence of Klal Yisrael. And in Mitzrayim, these torchbearers, Yidden themselves, instead of being mashpia, instead of teaching the world as Avraham Avinu did, the Rambam says they were beginning to slip themselves. They were influenced by the heresy, by the denial of God that was the culture in prevalent culture in Mitzrayim. Kimat kot, by a hairbreadth, says the Rambam. Hoya ika hagodol sheshosel Avraham Avinu nishkach. Almost a hairbreadth away, Avraham Avinu's legacy could have been forgotten forever. At Shirichim Aleinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Sholach Moshe Rabbeinu V'Rabban Shel Yisrael. Hashem is Baruch in His great compassion, sent Moshe Rabbeinu, brought Klal Yisrael back to their mission, and from that time on, it's irreversible. Never again will Avraham Avinu's legacy be in jeopardy of being completely forgotten, Chas V'Sholom. And therefore, the Yontav of Pesach is the Yontav of Avraham Avinu. The Torah says there are three Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Pesach is for Avraham. U'matzos es levo ve'neman lefanecha. Avraham Avinu. We start the Haggadah. Mitchilo evde avede zora hoya aviseinu v'achshav kevono amokim l'avidosei. Maschil bignus u'masayim b'shvach. Why is that connected with Yetzias Mitzrayim that happened hundreds of years later? There was a Terech, there was Avraham. What's that got to do with it? Because Yetzias Mitzrayim is a madura tinyana. Yetzias Mitzrayim is replaying what happened by Avraham Avinu. And it was crucial. After Yetzias Mitzrayim, so to speak, Avraham Avinu gave a breath of relief. Baruch Hashem. Now I'm muftach. Now the Anochi Heilich Hariri, in a ruchnistic sense, has come to an end. Now the Am, the Ummah, that carries my legacy will live forever. Yetzias Mitzrayim is a wellspring of Yesedus HaEmunah. The Ramban says there isn't an aspect of heresy. There isn't a possible form of denial of God that wasn't prevalent in Mitzrayim. They had professors, books, volumes, libraries full, explaining all kinds of sophisticated theories of Kfira. The Esser Makis were a lightning of Emunah that pierced through the world. L'man teda ki ein kamayni b'chol ha'aretz. L'man teda ki ani Hashem b'kerev ha'aretz. The 10 Makis brought Emunah into the world. So that even if only half of Klal Yisrael had it, Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not only that it happened to us. The lessons of Emunah that became clear in Yetzias Mitzrayim are the Yesedus of Emunah for all the Dairis. This is where a Yid takes Emunah from. Our Emunah comes from saying twice a day, mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. Our Emunah comes from sitting Leil Pesach. Hashem is Baruch gave a koyach and a skula into the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim that forever and ever it will be mechazik emunah. That's one aspect of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Ramban at the end of Boy, b'dvorav hamalhivim asher chayves kol odom Yisrael lachzor oisam ulashanan oisam tomid. The Ramban explains that there are certain mitzvahs, there are many, many mitzvahs in the Torah around Yetzias Mitzrayim because it's so fundamental. Because chizik in Yetzias Mitzrayim is chizik in emunah. And chizik in emunah is chizik in kol ha'teri kula. That's the first aspect of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then there's another aspect in Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the time of Atav v'chatonim mikol ha'amim. This is when Hashem is Baruch bonded with Klal Yisrael, made us his nation, and eventually gave us his Torah, and v'shachanti b'seicham. The aspect of Yetzias Mitzrayim that Shabbos commemorates is not the aspect of Yetzias Mitzrayim that Yom Tov commemorates. This is the Torah's insight based on the Ramban and Vayes Chanan. The Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim of Yomim Tovim is the Kivonu V'chata V'yethonu Kidashta Mikol Ha'amim. The Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim of Shabbos is not that we're the Am Segula of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim is that Yetzias Mitzrayim taught us the Yesodus of Shabbos. And the Ramban says poignant words, V'nimtza Shabbos Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, V'Yetzias Mitzrayim Zeichel Shabbos. The word Zeicher, according to the Ramban, doesn't mean to commemorate, it means to strengthen. Zeicher, to remind us. Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shabbos go hand in hand. They are the two tools for a person to be mechazik emunah. There's a girsa in Rishonim, which the Chassidim have, that they don't say on the night of Shabbos, Kivonu V'chata V'Yesonu Kidashta Mikol Ha'amim, which according to the Ramban makes a lot of sense. Because the Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim isn't the Kivonu V'chata V'Yesonu Kidashta Mikol Ha'amim. That's the Yontif Dika Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim of Shabbos is the Zeicher of the Yesedus of Emunah. Shabbos is a day when a person lets go of his connection with the world of illusions of Keichi Va'itzim Yodi, and in his Menucha, he recognizes that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He draws on the wellspring of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he draws on the wellspring of Shabbos. Nimtza Shah Shabbos Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim Zeichel Shabbos. That's the first pshat in the Kiddush that we say Leil Shabbos. But then the Torah says an amazing pshat. He says, we know that in Parshas Emor, the Torah made a point of bringing Shabbos before all the Me'adim. Shabbos in Halacha is more chomer than all Me'adim. It comes as a surprise, maybe even a disappointment to some Yidden, when they find out that Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Kippur. Shabbos, Melacha b'Shabbos, is Mrs. Bezen. The Yesedus Hadas, the Matana, Teva, Sheyesh Lonu, every week, we become shog of a rogel. We forget what it is. Shabbos Kodesh. So Shabbos comes before all the Me'adim. The highest level of Moed that a Yid could bring through Koyach HaBezen, through Koyach of Klal Yisrael is Yom Kippur. but it doesn't come to the Matana Teva of Shabbos. Shabbos is Rishon Hu LeMikrei Kiddush. As they state in Kiddush, it's mentioned first. Rishon Hu LeMikrei Kiddush. In the Parsha of Mikrei Kiddush in Emor, Shabbos says first. Zokdetur Rishon Hu LeMikrei Kiddush. Sheheim Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't go on Shabbos. It goes on the Mikrei Kiddush. I know if you go around the shul and you ask people, there are very few people that will tell you this pshat. But as they state in Torah. Zeichel Maisa Breishis is Shabbos. Tchil Olam Mikrei Kiddush, it's the first and it's mentioned before the Yomim Tovim. Sheheim, the Yomim Tovim, are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Arayin Gechapt in Kiddush, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi said, it sounds to us such a strange way of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. The whole of Klal Yisrael says Kiddush Leil Shabbos. We all have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. And how do we do this? Fenunta Datish. We talk about Shabbos. We mention, you know, that Shabbos is more choshev even than Yom Tovim. Which Yom Tovim? Those that are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oh, Yetzigven. Mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim. Azay demandman Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why don't we say Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush normally? We talk about the Shabbos being higher on a higher level of earlier Tchila before the Yom Tovim. And the Yom Tovim are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're not talking about Yom Tovim, we're talking about Shabbos. We mention the Yom Tovim Derech Agav, and we throw in Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and thereby we yeter the union of Tzorach Lahatzki Yetzias Mitzrayim. Dov azeh oy medashuni. And I believe, Rabbi say, that the answer to this is really not just an answer, it's a very fundamental concept. And if any Yid sitting here will have it in mind during Kiddush sometime over the next year, v'hoya zeschori. The five chumashim, a person has to be a shayt of a gas ruach to think that they split up for convenience. Chas v'chalila. Hashem is baruch, with his divine wisdom, created each chumash as an entity of its own, besides being part of the Torah, and each one has its own theme. And the Ramban has a hakdama to Bereshis, to Shmois, to Vayikra, Bamidbar and Dvorah. Each one has a different name. Sefer Yetzira, Sefer Ha'Geula, Teiris Kainim, Chumash HaPkudim, Mishnah Teirah. Hagoyin Netziv, Rabbi Hirsch Leib, in his Akdoma to Shmois in Hamikdova, says something remarkable. With his ultra-exceptional Yediyas HaTeirah, he shows two different places where Chazal gave a different name for the Chumashim except Shmois. They call Bereshis with a name, Sefer Yetzira. Shmois is Sefer Hasheni, second volume, as though they couldn't find a name. Vayikra is Teres Kainim, and Chumash HaPkudim and Mishnah Teira. He says, why couldn't they give it a name? What's this Sefer Hasheni, like book two? He says, obviously the word Sefer Hasheni is not a lack of a name. That is the name. There's a very deep message over here. I want to say it a little bit differently than he says it, but the concept comes from him. Let me give you a secular muscle, to be ma'alit ala kodesh. Imagine a person wants to make the ultimate authoritative history of America. He doesn't want to go back 1,000 years. He wants the United States of America. So what does he do? He has the first volume or set of volumes talks about the backdrop of the War of Independence, when my fellows back home lost the war, why they lost the war, what their problem was, what their actionus was that they didn't want to understand, and how this one and that one. That's the War of Independence. The whole history of America after that is in a volume of its own or volumes of its own. The history of America is split into two parts. The creation of this entity called the United States of America, the revolution and the entity and the independence and the charter and the constitution, whatever it was. Then everything else is the history of the United States after it had been created. The Civil War, very fundamental story. Entry into World War I, very fundamental, but it's not part of the foundation of America, that's afterwards. In the same vein, the setting of the world is Briyas HaOlam, setting the stage, the primal figures that were there in the very earliest era, that's Sefer Bereishis. From then on comes the history of the world. Important things happened. Sefer Shmos talks about one of them. Zong Chazal, that's not the way to look at it. This is Sefer HaSheni. This is the second volume of Briyas HaOlam. Because when a Yid looks at Briyas HaOlam, you have to know what was it all for. When we talk about Lahavdil Kol Havdalos Shebo'olam, the constitution that was created, doesn't go into volume two. That was a reaction to what they were trying to fight for. We believe this and that and the other, that's what we fought for, and that's what we're going to make. If we make our country without a constitution, and we find some monarch, some nephew of the parasites in London, and we bring him over, then what have we done? We're back to where we were. The constitution is part of the story of why we made this country. Lahavdol Kol Havdalos Shebo'olam. Hashem has created the world for a reason. And the reason is, Kivonu v'chata v'yesonu kidashta mikolo amin. The reason for Briyas HaOlam is because there's a Klal Yisrael. Take away Klal Yisrael, and you have no reason for Briyas HaOlam. And when a person absorbs this message, as simple as it is, and as many times as we've heard it, and he realizes that we, our davening, our putting on tefillin, our saying a bracha kavana, that is really what the world was created for. The rest is the story around the world. This is what the world was created for. It gives us a sense of importance, but not in an arrogant way. It gives us a feeling of responsibility. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael that Achzeiras HaOlam LaTorah V'Avoyah, there's no reason for the existence of the world without Klal Yisrael and Torah. That elevates our understanding of our importance and our responsibility. Chazal say, the Pasha in Emor is really the Pasha of Mayadim. Shabbos is mentioned all over Chumash. It would be an exercise for a child to find how many times Chumash is mentioned. Shabbos is mentioned in Chumash. You'd be surprised. It's an incredible amount. Shabbos is all over Chumash. The Mikroi Kodesh and Emor are Yom Tov. The Torah makes a point of bringing Shabbos first. Tchilon Mikroi Kodesh. Why? Because this Pasha of Mayadim is a Pasha that connects with the Pasha of Shabbos. Rashi says, L'lamedcho, Torah's Kodesh, Shekola Mechalales HaMayadis, Mechalales HaShabbos, Kilo Mechalales HaShabbos. Ayid says, I believe that God created the world. I know that. I have no doubt about it. I just don't believe in the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. I want everyone, I'm an equalitarian. Egalitarian? Everyone's the same. We're all the same. I don't believe in the Am Segula. I believe in Briyas HaOlam. No! If you don't believe in the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, you're not getting the point of Shabbos. Ki hu yom tchila lemikrei kodesh. Sheheim Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos is mentioned before the Mayadim because Shabbos and the Briyas HaOlam that Shabbos represents is there because of the Klal Yisrael, because of the Ummah of Yiras Hashem and living with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a tremendous limit for us. As we sit Leil Pesach and we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, not only the Chizik in Emunah, we talk about the kesha that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a chassidish avot that I say that Gam v'tzacharayim b'amir and seder. Beautiful vot. When we break the yachatz, there's a story. Reb Mendel Rimnever used to say this when he did the yachatz by the seder. He would say, Moshe l'moah dovadayim. There were two friends that were so close. They did everything together. They learned in yeshiva together. They were in the same room. They ate. They shared the secrets together. And then the time came in the old days. One was going to Minsk, one was going to Pinsk. They're not going to see each other for many, many years. It was very sad for them. It was a very full of longing. And they made two pictures, one of Reuven and one of Shimon. And Reb Mendel said, you'd probably think Reuven gave Shimon his picture, and Shimon gave him his picture. No, no, no. They took each picture and cut it in half. And each one took half of his picture and half of the other. Misverknipt und verbunden, nene mit der Zweite. By Yachatz, we say to the Rebbeinu Shalom, there's no Klal Yisrael without connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Rebbeinu Shalom, there's no Shechina without Klal Yisrael. There's no Tachlis in the Prius HaOlam without Ashroes HaShechina B'tachteinim, and that's Klal Yisrael. That's what we are. That's the lesson that we celebrate every Friday night, and we strengthen on Pesach. The Tachlis of Prius HaOlam was this special Ummah. And I want to conclude by sharing a vote with you, which has to do with Purim, but still Purim and Pesach are connected. The Gemara says, Mismach Gula Ligula. It's a thought that I'm hoping will inspire you as much as it inspired me. It's a very interesting question on the whole Nes of Purim. A lot of questions have been asked on Megillas Purim, but this one I don't know whether it's been mentioned before, but I'm going to ask it anyway. B'derech Klal, usually, when something happens in the Olam HaGashmi, it connects with the reason in the Olam HaRuchni. The nation that attacks Klal Yisrael has to do with the problem that they're being attacked because of, and so on. In the Nes of Purim, we find something amazing. Imagine a secular historian was writing the story of Purim, and you would ask him, Mr. So-and-so, you're a historical scholar, who would you say most gets the blame for the Gzeira of Haman? What's the question? Without a doubt, Mordechai. He infuriated and provoked Haman. Everybody was listening to Haman. Everybody was towing the line. There were those that did it gladly, those who did it grumblingly, but no one stood in front of him and provoked him. Mordechai, Kanoi, stood up, he provoked Haman. People warned him, you don't start up with a lunatic like that. But he did it anyway. And what happened? Sure. Mordechai was the root of the problem. Wouldn't you agree that Mordechai had to do with the salvation? Yeah, that's also true. Yes, he, Esther, yeah, they had to do with the salvation also. But the problem was because of Mordechai. That's the way a secular person would look at it. And yet in Ruchnius, not only is that not true, the exact opposite is true. The reason it happened was because Nenu Misadosu Shalaisa Rosha, it would have happened anyway. On the contrary, Mordechai did his best to avoid the Gzeira. Mordechai being part of the salvation is really, that's the truth. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu let this happen, that the Gzeira should seem to be connected with Mordechai, when the exact opposite is the truth? Interesting question. The answer, Rabbi Say, is, it gets to the heart of what we are as a nation, and Lahavd Lamolik is. The Pasuk says, Va'ato oyev yoger v'lo yirei alekim. Zogn Chazal, lo yirei alekim, lo yorei amolik. That's how Rashi brings in the Sifri. Who is not Yirei Elikim? V'yato oyev yoger. And then it goes back to Vayizanev b'cho. Amalek was lo Yirei Elikim. Imagine you tell someone with shock, I saw someone killing his father and his mother in cold blood. And the person says, oh, I thought he was an Elikha. Chzeyaz nishki Yirei Shemaim. What, are you crazy? Did I tell you that he was Seymuch on the Goyen's man in Krishma? He killed his father and his mother. Amalek jumps in to fight with Klal Yisrael, and we say, Lo Yirei Elikim. That's the problem. Steht in Chazal. Ein Amalek nimse ele bezare shel Rochel. Yovoi mi shenema boi, ve Lo Yirei Elikim, ve yipil biyad mi shenema boi as Elikim ani yori. When it says Amalek's Lo Yirei Elikim, it doesn't mean as nishkven ken elecha mensh. He stood with complete dedication to the ideal of a world without Yiras Hashem. Instinctively, whenever he saw Yiras Shemaim, he jumped up to fight it. a world that was swept with Yiras Alekim, to the extent that people had no choice. It was involuntary. Everyone's shivering, quaking, fear. Not Amalek. That provokes him. He has to jump up. What a person does against the tide shows what he really is. Amalek lives to create a world of lo yirei Elokim. Yosef, who says as Elokim ani yori, is the exact opposite. Every person lives in a world that's somewhat conducive to yira. Every so often we drive and we see a state trooper behind us, we start quaking a little bit. We all live with accountability, so we understand the concept. A dictator is not accountable to anybody. But even a dictator like Stalin, he's always afraid. He knows there's nothing indispensable about him. He knows there's nothing more than a community organizer. Somebody else will take over. He's also afraid. Yosef HaTzadik Lahavdil had the potential to be the greatest dictator in the history of the world. Everybody needs him. He's the only one who has the secret of keeping food intact. You can't live without food. You can live without music. You can live without entertainment. You can live without that nice bed. You can't live without food. Yosef has the key to the sustenance of the world. There's nothing, there's no women caprice of Yosef that won't be fulfilled. And yet he tells the brothers, you know, I made a mistake. There's no reason that all of you have to stay here in pain. One of you can stay and you can all go back. Who cares? You can do what you want. You're not answerable to anyone. As Elokim ani yori. In a situation which pulls a person away from Yira, I live with Yira. These are the two opposites. Amalek jumps in because he's lo yirei Elokim. There's another day in Chazal that lo yirei Elokim goes on Klal Yisrael. It's two sides of one coin. When Amalek feels a weakness in Klal Yisrael that they're not representing as Elokim ani yori, they're not the Am of Avraham Avinu, they're not the Am of the Rebbeinu Shem, he jumps right in. It's the lo yirei Elokim, the chink in the armor of Klal Yisrael, that allows the lo yirei Elokim of Amalek to wreak so much damage. He came in Refidim. Shtein Chazal, Rofu Yadayim, Midivri Torah. Where do Yadayim come into Divri Torah? Some people learn with their hands, but most people learn with their mind. The Keiches, Rofu Yadayim, Midivri Torah. I remember when I was a child, there was a story about a person who was working on a 30th floor somewhere on the scaffolding, and something slipped, and he was hanging on the side till the emergency services came. He was hanging with such fear of slipping for a second that they couldn't extricate his hands. They needed an operation, so to speak, to open his hands. When a person lives with Yira, he holds on to Torah every second. He's afraid to slip. Rafu Yadayim Midivri Torah. They're not living with Yira. Immediately Amalek jumps in. This is the Koyach of Amalek. What was Nenu Misadosu Shalaisa Rasha? This is the Nisoyin of our world. Achashverosh made it clear. Ein Oynes. No one's going to be held accountable if they don't come. Not because he was a saint. He wanted to be Marba, Kitrig, and Klal Yisrael. We're going to lose this opportunity. When does a commoner get to see the inside of the palace? So people started talking among themselves. Even though he says he doesn't mind if we don't come, we probably have to show our face. And once they showed their face, they stayed there and they looked around and they enjoyed it. They sat for 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, living with the Nenu Misados Shalais HaRosha. Can a Yidu has Yiras Shemayim do that? That was the Lo Yirei Elokim that allowed Amalek to jump in. Modcha stayed in Posik, Lekomvalei Zom Imenu. Modcha was a person who Lo Yichav Lo Yishtach, for the ultimate Yiras Shemayim, the most powerful man in the world. He just means nothing to him. He's only fearful of the Rebbeinu Shleim. State in Posik, Vayivas Be'enov Lishloyach Yod B'modcha Levadai, It's an incredible story. Imagine today if one French student was Mavaza the president, and the president says, from now on, it could happen, I guess, from now on, no one's allowed to travel in from France. We had a story 3 months ago. There was one French student who came in and did something wrong. So you banish a whole nation. Every Jew is bowing to you. Every Jew is following the line. Chassidim, Misnagdim, Ashkenazim, Sfadim, Modern Orthodox, Ultra-Orthodox, everyone's towing the line. One Yid Mitzan Al-Zavais Abod. And that's, you kill a whole nation for that? Zokta the Posek, no. He's not an exception. He's the real deal. Ki higidu leyes amotchei. When he's going to be nifta, they're not going to call the children after some Modern Orthodox rabbi. They're going to call the children after him. You're going to go around the world. You'll see children. Yosef Sholem. Why do you call your child Yosef Sholem? You never heard of Rabbi Yashiv? What do you mean? I heard stories. He used to learn 20 hours a day. How many hours do you learn? Chonish kazitz flesh. So what do you call your child after? I want my child to be like Rabbi Yashiv. Every Yid is machshiv. Every Yid knows Motzch is the real deal. That's the Am of Motzchai. Hashem is Baruch knew if the Gzeira will be on the whole nation, because they connect with Mordechai, who's lo yachr, lo yichr, lo yishtachver, then they're aspiring to a higher level of Yiras Hashem. Then they're batuach to be nitzel. We celebrate on Pesach, mismach geula legula, the atav v'chatonim mikol ha'amim. We're the torch bearers of the legacy of Avraham Avinu. And that we say in Kiddush Leil Shabbos, the Shabbos, the Briyas Ha'olam is zecher yetzias Mitzrayim. We're here for that purpose. Let's use every moment of our lives to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Thank you very much. Kol Tov. Yom Tov.